أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون. ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون. Allah explained in the previous ayats that how Allah Ta'ala had saved the Muslims, referring particularly the Aws and the Khazraj, the two tribes of the Muslims in Medina Sharif, that how Allah made them friends of one another after they were great, great enemies of one another. And also they were on the verge of falling into the fire of Jahannam, how Allah Ta'ala blessed them with Islam, the correct beliefs, the correct practices, and they got saved from the fire of Jahannam. They were right at the edge of Jahannam. It was just that they died and they would have entered Jahannam forever and ever. But Allah showed His favor and they accepted Islam and they got completely saved from there. So Allah says, كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ. اسی طرح کھولتا ہے اللہ تم پر آیتیں. In this way Allah Ta'ala makes clear, makes manifest, opens His clear signs to you. So see the signs of Allah Ta'ala. For us, yeah, it which applies to us, that Allah gave us birth in Muslim homes for the vast majority of us. And those who are reverts, Allah guided them to Islam. So those are the clear signs of Allah. It is not within our means to accept Islam. It's only by the tawfiq of Allah. And this is in nobody's hands, not even in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's hands. Allah says, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهَدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you also cannot guide and give hidayah to whom you love to. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاء. Whom Allah wants to give Iman in Islam and give hidayat, Allah gives it. Effort is in our hands, but hidayat is not in our hands. It is solely in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And who gets this hidayat must make a lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala. It is mentioned in the hadith that Allah Ta'ala gives dunya to whom He loves and whom He doesn't love. He gives them also dunya. Like whom Allah loves, He gave Hazrat Usman Ghani so much riches, radiyallahu anhu. Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, radiyallahu ta'ala, so wealthy they were. And He gave Fir'aun also, Haman and Qarun also. And even today, how many kuffar also have got lot of dunya. So Allah gives dunya to those that He loves, and who He doesn't love, He gives them also dunya. But deen, it comes in the hadith, Allah only gives to those people whom Allah loves. And if whom Allah loves, Allah gives that person iman. Whom Allah loves, Allah will give that person tawfiq to get up for tahajjud, to cry in front of Allah. Tears will come out. That are the signs that Allah loves a person. That all this good character, akhlaq, he will have. Treating his wife, family, corporate in a good way, in a kind way, that whom Allah loves, Allah gives to that person all this. So these are the clear signs of Allah Ta'ala. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ تَاكِ تُمْ رَاحْ پَاوَ. And all this Allah did so that you find the correct road, the correct way. We know even in this dunya, if we are traveling anywhere, then we want the right road. If we get lost, we are very worried. Until we come back and we know now we are on the right road, then only do we find solace and peace. So Allah Ta'ala also guides us, and by the guidance of Allah Ta'ala, when we find the right road, it is a great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And to find the correct road, even in our deen, one is the correct road. Many people are following deen, but in the wrong way. Like for example, Qadianis will also say they are following deen. The Shias will also say they are following deen. Then other people, though they are from the Ahl-e-Sunnat wal-Jama'at, like modernists for example, people who go with the interfaith people, people who permit photography and via TV, video, etc., YouTube. So many people will think that they're on the right way, but who is on the correct way? And then again, and that will have to be seen according to Quran and Hadith. A person must present his aqidah, his beliefs on the Quran and Hadith and see whether it confirms there. And also all his actions of Islam. He has to see not what the people say, not how people judge you, but judge yourself from the Quran and Hadith and see if you're on the correct path or not. And after being on the correct path, then to see if you're on the best path. In the correct path, there are many paths also, but which is the best? In anything, we do a business, we try and do that business where we can make the most profit. Not just any old business we do. We want to do business where we make the most profit. So in our deen also, see where we can earn the most. Amal that we do also. See how we can do our amal where we earn the most. If a person hasn't got an excuse, he can make his nafil namaz sitting, it is permitted. But he will only get half the sawab. So why sit and make it? Stand and make it. There are many other things also. We can make our dhikr without wudu. It will be permissible to make the dhikr. But with wudu, how much more valuable won't it become? So we have to do the right thing, and in the right, do it in the best way. So Allah has given all this to us so that we do it in the right way. Then further, so when this has come to you, so Allah says, you appreciate it. We took you out of darkness, we brought you on in light. We took you out of guna, referring specifically to the Aus and Khazraj, and generally to all of us. And we brought you into obedience of Allah. Now don't keep it to yourself. Now make an effort that others also get it. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ اور چاہیے کہ رہے تم میں ایک جماعت ایسی جو بلاتی رہے نیک کام کی طرف. There must be always a group amongst you that they will call towards righteousness. So when Allah saved you, now don't just keep it to yourself. Now make effort and save other people also. Our family people first and foremost, our town people, our neighbors, town people, the whole ummah, all of mankind, we should make an effort that they also get saved. Allah saved us, we must save other people. وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْحَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ اور حکم کرتی رہے اچھے کاموں کا اور منع کرے برائی سے. And that they command that which is right and forbid that what is evil and what is wrong. Yeah, beautiful explanation Mufassirin give that the kuffar, Allah Ta'ala addressed them and said that لِمَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. Why do you disbelieve in Allah Ta'ala? And then لِمَ تَصُدُّونَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Why are you stopping others from believing also? So they were not believing and they were stopping others. Allah says to the believers, first you believe yourself, correct yourself, make your own Islam, and then worry about other people, that they also have Iman. Their Islam is also made. So the kuffar have got those two terrible qualities, completely opposite. The mu'mineen must have these two qualities, that they are always concerned of their own Islam, that their Iman is correct, that they are on the right path, not just thinking that we are on the right path. Like the Christians also think they are on the right path, but they are completely gone astray. The Jews think they are on the right path. The Qadianis think they are on the right path. The Shias think they are on the right path. Modernists think they are on the right path. But that our thinking is not going to help. We must see that we are on the right path and then encourage others. Not enough just to be on the right path. One great danger, if we don't make effort on other people and the whole environment get corrupted, it will have an effect on us also. On our families, on our children, they will get influenced. We will get influenced. And if we make a proper effort, other people will be guided. a much more better Islamic Imani environment will be created, and it will be easy, conducive for all to practice properly on Deen, and on the deeper points and the better points of Deen to practice on. So Allah Ta'ala prescribes that we should be practicing in that way. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.